Dealing with the fifth shiur on Hilchas Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah.
No shiur tomorrow night.
Right? I will not be around tomorrow night, so we're canceling shiur for tomorrow night. But Wednesday night, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue. Thank you, Seth. So Hilchas Pesach Simin Tuf Ayin Gimel Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shose Baseba Ve'eno Mevarach Achra. If a person is supposed to drink leaning over, we saw this already, leaning to the side. And a person should not say bracha afterwards. It's funny, actually. I posted this shiur, my first shiur online, and a number of people have been coming over to me and saying, I have no idea what you're talking about because I was doing all the leaning like this. So next time I should put some type of video or pictures. Okay, either way, we saw already in the first shiur that you're supposed to lean over to the left, and there is no bracha afterwards. Then the Mechaber writes, Im Yirtza Sif Gimel. Im yirta lishtos, a person wants to drink kama kosos, a number of kosos, harshus biyado, he's permitted to. We saw all the different halachas as well. I'm not going to go through this. I'm going to read through the mechaber quickly here. And umikomakom roi lizar shalol lishtos bein rishon l'sheni, a person should be extra careful not to drink between the first and the second cups. Im lo litzarach gadol, unless he really, really needs to. And kidei shalol yishtaker v'yimone milasos haseder u'kriyas Haggadah, because we don't want him to get drunk, obviously, and Chas v'Shalom miss out on the Seder and all the mitzvahs of the evening. So the Mishnah Berurah points out one din here. If you look at Sif Katan Tes Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Kedei Shelo Yishtaker, so that nobody should become drunk. Mashma, Dafka Yain Oshar Mashkim Kiai Gavna HaMeshakrin. The only Isser is a alcoholic beverage. Aval, when it comes to mashke, she'ein mishaker motelishos benakosis. If it comes to a drink of water, grape juice, a soda, that would all be permitted as long as it's not an alcoholic. That's what he writes. Now, the Dirshun, the footnote number 25, with respect to eating, are you allowed to eat between the first and second cup? You haven't made kiddush yet, right? So are you allowed to eat just yet? So well, I guess you did make kiddush, but you didn't make a mochi yet. So number 25, the footnote writes, those who have a dirshu, he quotes here that lichatchila, quoting the Tshuvas Or Letzion, best that a person should not eat until after he's eaten matzah. That's the best, because you want to eat matzah while you're hungry, l'teavon, while you're still really, really hungry, the first food should be matzah. But if a person is really hungry, and certainly kids or a bechor who may have fasted, which is really not practiced anymore nowadays, but if a bechor decided to fast Erev Pesach and he missed the siyum and he's really hungry, so then there is room, lichatchila even, according to Rabbi Yashiv and others, that a person is allowed to eat fruits and perhaps eggs, maybe not mizonos things, which is hard to find mizonos in general on Pesach, but you should have fruits and say a bracha achrona after that if a person really needs. Okay. The Mechaber writes now in Sif Dalet.
This is going to be eating after the second?
After the first one. After the second one already, then the second one would be...
You make a motzi 2 minutes after the second one comes.
Is it 2 minutes afterwards, yeah? Yeah, so there's no real time for that. Okay, so then the Mechaber writes, Mevin lifnei ba'al bayis ka'ara she'esh ba shalosh matos. So then you bring in front of the ba'al bayis a plate. And on that plate, it should, before we go weiter, just look at the Sif Katan Yud Zayin and the Shabura. Mivin Lifnei Balabais, you bring in front of him his Seder plate. Aval Lifnei Shar Bnei Veso Ein Tzarech Laniach Keseder Hazer. In front of the others, there is no need. Just the Balabais needs one. No one else needs. You could have it. Elakula Nolin Mishel Balabais. Everybody takes from the Balabais' matzah. Now, nowadays, as you will see in just a moment, it's hard to really do that. But ideally, the way it was that the Baal Bais has a Seder plate and he gives out matzah to everybody else. Bizeh afilu bimkomos, even in such places that we don't have nowadays, though. But those places, sheyesh shulchan katan lifnei kalachad ve'achad, where there is a small table in front of each person, that would also be the din that there's only one person having the Seder plate. B'kol shekhen, certainly bimkomenu, in our places, shekulon yoshvin al shulchan echad, where we all sit at one table, there's only need for one Seder plate. So again, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before that the Baal Bais would give every single person a piece of that matzah. But nowadays, since the matzahs are so thin, it's impossible for everyone to have a kezias from the Baal Bais. It's almost impossible for him and his wife to share from one set of matzahs. So then, what you should do is either everyone has their own matzahs, or he takes out a box and gives everybody else. We're going to see when we get to the halachas of the shiurim. I'm not sure, we'll make sure to get that before Pesach. There is a Rav Moshe that talks about each brother and sister, if you have it, you know, a couple like that, that each brother should have his own Seder plate of matzahs to share with his sister. Therefore, there's enough to go around because there isn't enough for the Baal Bayis. So each, you know, so my family, we couldn't do that because my boys are still younger. But if you have a bar mitzvah boy and you have a sister, match them up, and that's what you should do. So everyone has from a Seder plate the matzah. But again, we'll discuss that in greater detail when we talk about the shiurim of matzah and dal kosos.
Because when you bring out these matzahs, when are you supposed to bring this?
You don't have to. You have the box in the side. No, you have the box for the box in the side. For which one? Everyone has their own?
Right.
So in the beginning, everyone has their own Seder plate and own matzahs in the beginning. You don't have to do the Seder plate necessarily, but that whole Indian is to have a whole, you know, also you have to share the karpas. I guess karpas you could share from the Baal Bayis, but fine. Fine, let's go right to now. So the Mechaber says again, reading this one more time in Siv Dalad, Mivin Lufnei Balabais Ka'ara Sheyesh Bashalosh Matos. You give him the Seder plate that has three matzos, Karin Levi Visrael. And then the Charoses, also the Karpas, they have this as well on the Seder plate. So look now at Sif Katan Yudches in the Mishnah Brura, Sheyesh Bashalosh Matos Shnaim Bishvil Lechem Mishnah Kishar Yom Tov. We know there's a din of Lechem Mishnah in every Yom Tov. So two of them are for Lechem Mishnah. The Achas, the third one, is Kedei Levatza, in order to break it, Lishtaim, to split that middle one, Levi, in half. Chet Tilekayim Ba Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, one, to eat, fulfill the key mitzvah of Matzah with. The Lechem Oni Kariya Rachmana, you have to eat a broken bread, a poor man's bread that's broken. Uma Darko Sha'ani Beprusa, like an Ani eats broken bread, broken matzah. And that's why we also have the broken matzah. So one is the din of the matzah. The chetzi hasheni, the other half of that levi matzah, the middle matzah, is bishvil afikomen, who kemuvur alakamei b'sivav. We'll learn about a little bit later. Okay. Then the if you look at the sif katan yotes in the Mishnah Berurah, charoses, which also goes on the seder plate, kedei litbol bo es hamaror, you dip the mar inside, ugi dilakaman b'simin taf ayin. Hey, we'll get to the details of mar later. The karpas hu min yarak shekarin also karpas. It's a type of vegetable that's called karpas. Ubachru lekharchila b'min zeh. Why was this chosen? Shehu no trug no tarikon samech perech. Kolomar shishim ribo avdu avodas perech. There are 600,000 men who were involved in the avodas perech, the very, very intense slavery in Mitzrayim. So there's, of course, a discussion what can be used as karpas. It to be something that's used that you say nadama on. They talk about whether potatoes can be used. Most people from Poland use potatoes because that's what else was available. But others say you shouldn't use potatoes because karpas is supposed to whet your appetite, get you hungry, which many vegetables will start getting you a little hungrier. But potatoes fill you up and won't necessarily get you hungry. It will fill you. So some were against potatoes. But again, really, whatever you use, it's really fine, as long as it's an adama, and it should not be the item that you're using for mara as well. I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman here, they say, quote here, use potatoes as well.
So he asked Rav Moshe afterwards, he said, what's shot that potatoes, and he said, my wife likes potatoes.
There you go. Okay. Very good. All right, so you also, okay, many people in Europe, many of them use potatoes. Fine, let's go right there. So the Mechaber writes further, so now we have three matzahs, we have charoses, we have karpas, we have a yarek acher, some other vegetable, v'chometz, some vinegar, or mei melech, or salt, and shnei tafshilin we have as well, echad zecher lapesach, Echad Zecher Lechagiga. The Nagu says the Mechaber further, the custom is Bibasar Beitza, that's what we use, a piece of meat, a shank bone, and an egg. And the if you look at the Mishabru Sivkat and Chav Gimel, the Nagu Bibasar Beitza, the Kol Shekein Ibai Laso Shnei Mine Basar. You could also use two meats because we're supposed to remind us of the two Karbanos. Echad Tzaliv, Echad Mivusha. One should be roasted to remind us of Karban Pesach, which must be roasted. And the other one can be Mivusha, which is cooked. A roasted means when there is no water, and Mivusha means when there is water. That's the difference between Tzli and Mivusha. Tzli is roasted, no liquid. Mivusha means to be cooked with liquid. So the Tzli, the shank bone, is roasted, and then the egg is hard-boiled in the water. It's boiled there. Zeich LePesach v'Chagiga, says the Mishnah Berurah. Deshaper dami ela deapetz yatzah bazeh. So even though you could use two different types of meat, one cooked and one boiled, one roasted, one boiled, you could also use the egg as well. So the v'yesh shekasu, there are those who write demashe bachu bebeya. Why was beya used? Beya is the Aramaic word for beitza. Why was it used? Kolomer boi rachmane lemifrak yasana. It was a boi's lashon of to want, to daven. We want from Hashem. We want to daven to Hashem to redeem us. So that's why beya, beitza, is used. And v'yesha kasv, others explain mishum deosim anu zecher lavelus beis hamigdash she'ein anu yucholin lahakriv karban pesach. Others just to remind us, every time there's a simcha, we always have to have it somewhat managed and neutralized with a little level of avelus as well. Just like under the chuppah, there are the ashes, imeshkacheich, many people sing, to kind of level it out. So to even Pesach night, where it's remembering cheres, we need some level of avelus to kind of remind us that not everything, we're not in full cheres just yet. And as we know as well, the Torah points out the same day of the week that Pesach falls out on is the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Right? Aleph, he has this atbash, that if you take Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hei, Vav, Zayin, the seven letters, which is Pesach, and you take the atbash of them, so Aleph and Tav, so Aleph is going to be Tisha B'Av. So the day of the week that Aleph of Pesach is the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av is going to be on. Beis is going to be Shin, so the second day of Pesach is always the same day as Shavuos. And then it goes Rosh Hashanah and Tzom and so on and so forth. There's that connection. I know you guys want to say, right? We're missing one, right?
You said okay. Zion. Zion is, right?
I don't know. The Torah leaves it out. I'm not sure.
On the egg, Dafka says that one should be, or the state of Shilis, Dafka says one should be Tzli and one should be Mavushel.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have the minute to take the hard-boiled egg and then stick it under the boiler and roast it.
Very good. So we're going to see that.
One should be Mavushel?
Yeah, so we'll see that shortly. We're going to see later on the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah says to do both for the egg. Very good.
Why are we cooking one?
We're roasting. Let's wait to get to that line of the cooking and the roasting. I think it's going to be explained then. So then the Ramah writes, the Haggah, the Yisadir HaKa'ara Lefanov Be'inyan She'in Tzarech Lav or Al Mitzvah. So there's three shittas that I pretty much found how to make the Seder plate. One is the Ramah, there's the Arizal, and there's the Gra. So the Arizal is based on Kabbalah, we're not going to go through that. I'm not going to discuss the Gra either, but we have in front of us at least the Ramah. The Ramah was a very halachic order, in that you shouldn't pass over any of the mitzvahs, that if you want to go for the matzahs, which is, let's say, over there, you're passing over Maror or Charoses, so you want everything to be in order where you're not going to be Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. So that's the Din. What does this mean, says the Ramah? Dehainu HaKarpas Yehe L'malim HaKol. The closest one to the Ba'abai should be the karpas, because that's the first Indian you're taking. That's the first bracha you're making on the karpas. And the vinegar, or the salt water, should be close as well. So right in front of the Seder plate, according to Ramah, should be the karpas and the mei melech. And then, after that, hamatzos min hamaror, and the matzos, which is, we know, next, that should be in the center. The matzos are in the center, depending what type of size the Seder plate you have. And that should be closer than the maror. And the charoses, which come after you've eaten the matzah. V'heim yoser krovim elav min habasar v'habetza. And then the maror and charoses should be closer than the beitza and the beitza and the zara, which you don't eat at all the first night. It's far away. There's no passing over. That's the shita of the Ramah. Look a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah for just some explanation here. In the Sif Katan Chaf Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'heim yu yoser krovim. Whatever is the order of Kedima should come first. The Yesha Kasva, there are those who write that Shein la'akbid al basar beitza. You know, doesn't make a difference to the beitza, but basar and beitza are close to you. If you skip over them, that's okay. Because kevan she'enam a mitzvah el zecher ba'alma. It's not even on the radar. You're not going to eat the beitza or the zara. So if it's right in front of you and you're passing over them to go for the karpas or the matzah, that's not of significance because you're not going for the zara beitza at all anyways. It's no different than having a toy on the table which you're skipping over. It's really meaningless. V'gam al maror v'charoses efshir delo shayach ein mavirim. And that as well, he says, maybe when it comes to maror And charoses, there's no issue either, because eating mar bizman hazeh is only a dirabanan, it's only zecher ba'alma perhaps, so therefore there is no real concern with that either. Okay. Then he writes, Ein b'achronim, he quote the seder of the akara shel ahariza. So that's a whole other world which we're not going to right now. Okay, then the Sifkat and Chav Zayin says the Mishabura. We use the Zroa, the shank bone. Al Shem Zroa Netuya, the outstretched arm, Shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Mitzrayim, that he showed us, that he protected us. Umisha Ein Lo Zroa, if you don't have a shank bone, Yikach Shar Basar Ab Below Etzim. You could take any piece of meat, even without a bone, would suffice as well. And Kasvel Haposkim, Dibainan Shehe Me'at Basar al Hazor. It has to have at least a little piece of meat. It doesn't have to be a big piece, but at least something edible on the bone. Shehu Dazecher le Basar Karban Pesach. Now, of course, we should know the Gemara in Pesachim tells us you shouldn't take the Zerah too seriously, because then it's near a Kemaktish Karban Pesach, Chutz the Beis HaMikdash, which of course is a big, big problem. So we don't take it too seriously. We want it to be similar to the Karban Pesach, but not too close to it, because then there's a simile later on which talks about being Maktish the Tzli of L'Shem Pesach. That gets into a lot of problems. Good question. I'm not sure they discuss this at all. I don't know. I haven't seen it. L'chor or not, but I don't know. Okay, the Mechaber writes further now. Habasar nagu shehe zroa. The meat is, the practice is to have it being a zroa. V'nagu shabasar yetzali al gechalim. The custom is that the meat should be roasted on coals. We'll see that in the Mishabru in just a second. V'abeta tiyem mevushalas, and the egg should be cooked in water. V'adin tzluya, it could also be tzluya as well. You could also roast it. It really doesn't make a difference when it comes to the beta. But v'chei nagin v'irenu, that's what we practice. What's that? So look what the Mishabru writes, v'chei nagin v'irenu, litzlos ha-beta. Apparently in the Ramah's town, they would roast the egg. V'os, that's the din. You roast it. So that's probably where the custom comes. People first boil it, and then they'd roast it a little bit. That's probably based on this Ramah. We accomplish both. Because I imagine if you take a raw egg and you roast it, it's going to explode. Exactly. Yeah. So, fine. The Aser Lechel, the Mishabru writes further, the Aser Lechel has Roa Belila. You can't eat it that first night because the Ein Ochlin Tzali Belila is very important. Allah, hopefully we'll get to this. You're not supposed to eat anything roasted that night. So if you're having chicken or meat at that table, it should not be roasted. It should be cooked. How do you define cooking? Is sauce going to qualify? Hopefully we'll get to that simon, but anything roasted, you should not be eating, because we don't want anyone to think we're actually eating a Karban Pesach that night. So it shouldn't be, you should not eat it, that zera that night, because it's roasted. Aval ha-beitza, afshi tzluya mutter. Now the beta, even if it were to be roasted, you are allowed to eat it, because the violation of eating tzli only applies to meat that's been roasted. Anything else, vegetables, eggs that have been roasted, are not bichlal this iser. Now, in light of this, there is a custom that we have in my family. We eat eggs on that night, hard-boiled eggs with the salt. Many have such a custom. Many of the Gedolim had such a custom. So that's a practice we have in us. Yeah, that's the same idea. So many postmen had this, many Gedolim have this custom as well. So, but not the beitza that's been roasted, just a different hard-boiled egg that we eat as a part of the stage. I think after Karpas is when my parents made us do it. So I continue in my house, but my kids don't have it.
I eat it after a motzi.
Oh, okay.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, so we do it after Karpas.
Salt water's still on the table.
Yeah. Okay. So then the Mishabur says further. Again, about beitza afshi tzluya mutter she'ena iser tzali b'beitza. There is no violation of roasting an egg, only by the meat. Ulefize, according to this, aser litzlos hazara belayla ela mibod yom. So you shouldn't roast it, only should roast it ere Pesach. Imlo she'daitu lachlo l'machar bosa yom, unless you plan eating it the next morning. Because we know you can't do any cooking on Yontif unless it's for Yontif. So if I'm cooking it Friday night, let's say, the egg, and then I don't eat it on Yontif, so that was cooking unnecessarily in Yontif. I eat it, I throw it out, let's say. Or I eat it on Chol HaMoed, that would be a problem. But if I have in mind eating it the next day, so then the next day, Yontif day I'm talking about, so then I can cook it, roast it on Yontif, so long as I eat it some point later on Yontif the next day. Valkain, therefore, im shachach utzla b'layla, if a person, let's say, didn't know, and he roasted it, mamish leil seder, it was Yontif. Yizahir la'achlo machar baboki. You should be very careful to eat it the next day, because lest you retroactively violated the iser of bishul on Yontif if you didn't end up eating it. Kain kasvu ha'magin avram u'sha'achronim. Now, vim daito shelo leachal abeitza ad leil sheni. Let's say you didn't have in mind of eating the beitza until the second night now. Because you here in Chutz Laretz, we have two nights. So you need the egg. We don't want to eat the zroa or beitza too early because you need to save it for leil sheni. So gam habeitza aser letzlosa belaila el mibod yom. So now even the egg, you can't cook the first night because you can't cook from one yontif to yontif sheni. So if I'm holding on to the egg and the zroa for both nights, it certainly has to be cooked erev yomtiv. Kosav achai adam, and this is what many of the gedolim practice. Ra alai hamaisa shezorkin azera. It's a terrible thing that he observed that they would take that zroa after the seder's over and just chuck it in the garbage. Hu bizoy mitzvah to bizoy mitzvah. We know we discussed this in the end of Maseches Megillah. There's different levels of Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. So anything that doesn't have Kedusha, which means it lacks any osios, doesn't have a klaf. If it's not a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzah or Sfarim, there's no Tashmishei Kedusha, but there is Tashmishei Mitzvah. So just like when I have a lulav and a hadasim and a sukkah, I can't treat it disrespectfully. I need to treat it the proper kavod. So too, this zroa, which was there for a mitzvah, at least a zeicher lekarbon, I can't just throw it out. Umitzvah says the Chai Adam laniach biyom tov sheni baboker letoch atzali shetzolun liyom tov va'ochlan oso. Make sure that you eat that zroa. Don't throw it out. So if you're going to use a zroa, there has to be a little bit piece of meat. We said, and make sure somebody eats that meat by the second day yom tov. That's the din. Otherwise,
can we use it for the second seder?
Yeah, for sure. But what happens is you should cook it erev yom tov, cook it erev Pesach,
right,
and use it for the first night, use it for the second night, and then second day, make sure someone eats it. Exactly. Very good. Okay. Fine. Let's go. It's 46. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. And again, tomorrow night, I'm not around to no shir tomorrow night, but Mir Tashem Wednesday night, we will continue in the Siman Taf Ayin Gimel.